Welcome the American Fork.
Good evening, American Fork. Welcome to finals, BOA St. George. Congrats on making it here. It's Will Pitts from Atlanta, Georgia, down on the field tonight. Music performance individual. So excited to see the show again. Really love the band this afternoon. Can't wait to watch you work up close and personal. Have a great show.
To present in finals performance, drum majors Kara Cannon, Mackenzie Rugg, Eric Freitas, and Emily Rogers, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, here we go. Have a good run. Here we go. Yeah, wow, what great quality of sound. Well handled it by the percussion as well. All the timing responsibilities side to side and adding in the battery underneath. Yeah, really nice. Make sure we're all moving to the same place at the right side of the note. Yeah. Wonderful battery. Nice control. Yeah, that second time a little better than the first snares. Wow, what control at a soft dynamic level and consistency of the note length there at the end. Make sure we're finding center of the pitch there. Low reeds, low brass. Just wonderful control from person to person all the way through here. Yeah, pretty nicely handled. Every once in a while, discrepancy there. Wow, yeah. Ta-ta-ta, not hearing every single note there. Make sure we're moving fast enough air to get each one of those notes. Clearly up to me. Yeah, wonderful quality of sound in the woodwind voice here. Oh, yeah, beat it, da-da-da. Yeah, just keep listening for pitch in the upper dynamic range, upper range of the instrument itself. Yeah, really nice movements. Yeah, consistency. We're at 95% here, guys, just in that moment. A few moments of discrepancy just in terms of note length and attention to the left side of the note. So just maintain that control. What a wonderful woodwind sound. Just the wonderful quality to the woodwind sound all the way through. As we pass these arpeggiated patterns from person to person. Yeah, just especially making sure that we're maintaining control on the inside mallets and the four mallet technique in the marimbas. Yeah, wonderful quality from the soloist. Good for you. Yeah, nice control. Make sure we're all approaching the left side of that note the same way. Ta, getting to the very beginning of it the same. Da 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 da, not getting all those notes the same way. Da 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 da. Yeah, every once in a while, just having some discrepancy in terms of the note length and consistency of style from person to person. Yeah, well, lovely control on the woodwinds, low reeds especially underneath. Da, ba, ba, though, not getting the tone quality maybe we want all the way through. Wow, what just great touch from the snares to the battery, the way it comes in. Tuning of the battery. Lower heads, I guess, tuned a little higher, so we're still getting crispness, but it's just balancing so well. We'll be right back. Yeah, I appreciate the energy, but maybe we're going beyond our best sound sometimes, Trombones. What do you think? I know it's fun to play like that, for sure. Yeah, but no denying the consistency of energy and intensity all the way through those moments. So just want to make sure that we're not just creating loud moments, but we're creating powerful moments. And powerful moments are created with blend and balance as well as the volume. Got to play in tone just as much as you got to play in tune. See here, so nice. Wow. Yeah, just quality of sound. So nice from section to section. Yeah, so nice. Yeah, nice control tubas. Make sure we're controlling the quality of sound, the quality of the embouchure at the loudest dynamic levels. Wow, mouth bumps, yeah. Yeah, are there spaces between ba-da? Is there a space there? Is not, you know, just some discrepancy to think about. A little bit of timing control there. A lot of great control there, battery. Just a few moments where we have a lack of control, some timing issues from place to place. Noting the visual demand that you have, battery, when you're playing this. Good for you. Yeah, again, just a few moments of control. Not starting together, trumpets. There you go, that one's good. Man, what great control of time here. Yeah, maybe just not moving fast enough air on the very first note for trumpets and sometimes for the trombone. Make sure the first sound you make is a result of air that moves all the way through the instrument immediately upon it leaving your body. Yeah, nice melodies. Yeah, not necessarily enunciating every single one of those 16th notes, so I lose some of them. Yeah, front ensemble, I wasn't in a great place to hear it, but from where I was, it sounded pretty good. Be careful, tuba, so we don't go beyond our best sound for that first note. Wow, what great control all the way through. Make sure melbones are getting all the way up there. What great control all the way to the end. All right, folks, what fun it is to watch and be able to watch exceptional young people perform that kind of level in the field. A lot of great things. So what are the things we're thinking about? We're thinking about maintaining control at the extremes, both dynamically and range-wise. And just some technique moments that maybe we're missing a little bit. A few moments for the percussion, not quite as controlled as you're hoping for. Just something to consider as you continue to move forward. And also some intonation issues as we fit in chords. And guys, this is something that's not just for how you play outside. It's how you play sitting down. It's how you play anytime you approach your instrument. How do you find the center of the pitch and understand the tendencies of your instrument based on where you fit within the range? It's an important tactic and strategy no matter what you're doing. Guys, so much fun to watch, and I'm glad I get this opportunity right now to tell you that you should hug Mr. Miller any chance that you get, because you're lucky to have a leader like that who's had such an incredible career and has influenced so many young music educators like myself. So give him a high five for me. Thanks for being here. So long.